Graham, you've seen some comebacks in your time at Wigan Athletic. How does that one compare?
Oh, it's well up there, really. It's, I mean, obviously, the obvious one would be the West Ham game, but it's definitely up there, really. But mainly because I think we didn't deserve to be a goal down at half-time, in my book, like, really. I thought we played reasonably well, but find ourselves a goal behind. So then, as we're getting ready to probably make certain changes, and two goals down, and I won't say I thought it was too much, but I still thought there was something in the game to get Nick on and maybe get us a draw, but he went and proved me wrong and got a win.
Extraordinary, wasn't it? I mean, you hear the words about him, mercurial, enigmatic, and he scores a hat-trick in 10 minutes, including another free kick and a penalty.
Yeah, well, we talked about him on Saturday. I can't, you know, speak highly enough of him as a lad, but you know, I know people be clamouring for him to start, but it's totally, you know, it would not be right. I would be putting his career at risk, really. So we're just going to have to be patient, but hopefully, mind you, he keeps getting tackled, like, physically hard, so somebody's trying to put him out of the game forever, the way they're tackling him, but, you know, all in good time. We'll see how he is over the weekend, and but I thought the team reacted well, to be honest. I mean, it wasn't just him. The other subs did well. Ryan did well. Jack did well. So, and the lads dug in.
4 games left. 4 points from safety. I presume you've got to believe you were playing I'm a Believer after that match. You've done it before. You've got to keep them down there, but you've got to think you could do it.
Well, all I asked the players for before the game was, let's keep going. I mean, it's no use beating Rotherham than following up with something. It's more a case of, I've said it before in here and said it before to you, that I would be delighted to take it to the Leeds game, really. If we can do that, then I think we've got a chance. But we have to do a lot of work before that. But it would be great to see this stadium, because obviously Leeds would probably fill their end. And, you know, that would be my dream. But there's a lot of work to go on before it. You know, we don't want to fall flat on our face now.
But you personally must be satisfying. 2 back-to-back wins, you've not had that all season. You've scored 3 goals in the last 2 games. That's only happened once this season. Personally, it must be so satisfying for you after being with this club for so long.
Well, it's satisfying because I've been talking to myself all day long. you get the team ready yesterday, and then obviously we're not together till the players are in the hotel. I was sat at home watching television, looking at stuff on the iPad and looking at their set pieces, but I'm sort of thinking, talking to myself, can Nick do it? Can he really do it again? You know, it's unusual for somebody to be out as long as him to follow it up with what he did Saturday, to come on and then follow it up again. You know, sometimes you fall flat on your face, so but that's the way it is. I was talking to myself on the touchline. I think I'm going to get locked up, really, to be honest. Get him on. No, I shouldn't get him on, not yet. Leave it, leave it, leave it. But everything's turned out right.